Trading Club Update, Week 20. Welcome to this audio issue of Trading Club, published and copyrighted by Porter & Company. All rights reserved. Please note that this recording was generated via AI and may contain minor transcription errors and pronunciation mistakes. Throughout this issue, I may reference charts, graphs, and imagery that can only be viewed on our website at porterandcompanyresearch.com. The value of the Trading Club tracking portfolio settled at $132,155 as of Thursday, May 21, up 32% since our May 30 launch. See the detailed portfolio snapshot below. We made one trade on Thursday, May 21, following our recommendation on Wednesday, May 20, as shown below. Bought 200 shares of Triple Flag Precious Metals, NYSE, TFPM, at $31.85 per share. In this update, we review the latest earnings results from software companies, Figma, NYSE, FIV, and Cellebrite, NASDAQ, CLBT, and also address a few recent questions from subscribers in the mailbag. Cellebrite exceeds all expectations. Digital forensics company Cellebrite, NASDAQ, CLBT, reported excellent Q1 earnings on May 14, including revenue of $128.3 million, up 19% year-on-year, YI, and $1.3 million ahead of analyst estimates. Meanwhile, earnings per share of 12 cents came in 3 cents better than forecasted. The company's key operating metric of annual recurring revenue, ARR, reached $493 million in Q1, up 21% YI. And based on the current trends in the business, management expects ARR to reach $512 million in Q2, implying an acceleration in growth to 23% on a YI basis. Cellebrite's margin profile remains excellent, with 86% gross margins and 32% free cash flow, FCF, margins over the last 12 months, resulting in $159 million in FCF last year. Finally, customer retention also remained strong at 115% on a dollar basis in Q1. On May 6, Cellebrite gained authorization from the Federal Risk and Authorization Management Program, FedRAMP, for the sale of its Guardian software to federal agencies. As a reminder, Guardian is an AI-powered investigative management platform. It allows law enforcement to compile and manage their digital evidence into one cloud-based application, all while maintaining strict chain of custody controls. This should unlock tremendous time and cost savings for Cellebrite customers, many of whom still manage digital evidence using physical hardware like USB drives. Gaining FedRAMP approval puts Cellebrite into an elite category of less than 100 companies that have achieved Level 4 certification for cloud-based software sold to the federal government. And this will open up a major new addressable market for its latest Guardian platform. The company expects Guardian sales to gradually ramp up over the next several quarters, and to reach full momentum in 2027. Beyond the near-term sales boost, achieving this critical FedRAMP certification will further cement the moat around Cellebrite's business as a trusted, secure software provider for law enforcement agencies. It will add a whole new dimension to its business model where customers build workflows and train their staff predominantly on Cellebrite software, increasing the switching costs of moving to an alternative provider. With Cellebrite maintaining its historical 18% to 20% revenue growth rate and strong customer retention rates, we see no signs of disruption in the business from AI-based competitors, the main fear dragging down its share price as well as other companies across the software sector. Instead, we see a business that continues expanding its competitive lead and dominant industry position. Looking ahead, management forecasted revenue will reach $568 million for 2026, reflecting a growth rate of 20% YI and well ahead of analyst estimates of $545 million. Assuming the company can maintain its target of 30% or better FCF margins, that should result in FCF of at least $170 million this year. Trading at around $13 per share, Cellebrite sports a market capitalization of $3.3 billion. Netting out the $500 million in net cash on the balance sheet, this gives Cellebrite an enterprise value, market capitalization minus cash, of $2.8 billion. With the business on track to generate $170 million in FCF this year, that puts its forward valuation at just under 17x EV to FCF. By comparison, the S&P 500 currently trades at over 30x FCF. For a business growing at 20% per year with excellent margins, and one providing mission-critical services that no other competitor can match, we view the shares as deeply undervalued. Next up, we'll take a look at the latest earnings results from another software company in the portfolio. Figma accelerates and solidifies AI roadmap. Graphics design software platform Figma, NYSE, FIV, published blowout Q1 financial results on May 14. The company reported revenue growth of 46% YoY to $333 million, exceeding analyst estimates of $316 million. This marked the second consecutive quarter of accelerating growth, up from 40% YoY in Q4 2025 and 38% in Q3 2025. Meanwhile, margins continue expanding, with FCF margins reaching 27% to generate $89 million in FCF in Q1. There was nothing not to like in the report. Most notably, customer retention rose to the highest level in over 2 years at 139%, meaning Figma's existing customers are spending an average of 39% more with the company each year. The number of its highest valued customers, those spending over $100,000 annually, grew 48% YoY to 1,525, and 60% of this high-value customer cohort is now using the company's AI-enabled graphics tool Figma Make on a weekly basis, up from 50% in the prior quarter. Instead of falling victim to AI disruption, Figma is capitalizing on this new technology to drive more sales. The company also implemented a new pricing model on March 18th, with token limits for its AI-based services, while offering add-ons for customers that exceed those limits. Over 75% of enterprise users who exceeded their token limits remained active and paid for additional credits. The company raised its revenue guidance for 2026 by $55 million to $1.43 billion, significantly above the consensus estimates of $1.37 billion. The bottom line, this was a stellar report that exceeded all expectations. Accelerating growth, expanding margins, robust AI product traction, and a customer base that continues spending more over time all support the idea that Figma is becoming a winner in the new age of AI, not a victim of disruption. We see a bright future ahead for the business and a deeply undervalued share price. Portfolio overview. The table below shows all current holdings as of the close of trading on May 21st. A few notes on how to read and interpret this portfolio table. Please pay special attention to the action column, where we specify whether each trade is a buy or sell to open transaction. Next, the position size for each trade is equal to the current value of the position, with the exception of the cash secured puts. In the case of the cash secured puts, we define the position size as the total value of our future commitment to purchase 100 shares for each contract. This number is calculated as follows. Position size equals number of contracts x 100 x put strike price. We use this number because it accurately reflects our total capital commitment, and thus our total risk exposure on the trade. For example, in the case of the Viper Energy, NASDAQ, Vanum, $48 puts, the position size equals 2 by 100 x $48 equals $9,600. We use this number because it accurately reflects our total capital commitment, and thus our total risk exposure on the trade. To see the current profit/loss across each open position and other details, please see the live snapshot of our tracking portfolio at the end of this update. Next, the links below will take you to each of the original recommendations in the current portfolio, including the 5 call contracts and shares of British American Tobacco, NYSE, BTI, which we covered in our inaugural trade series, here, and in a video recorded on May 30, 2025, which can be found here, the June 2 Triple Flag Precious Metals, NYSE, TFPM. Recommendation can be found here, the July 24 recommendation of Philip Morris International, NYSE, PM, trades can be found here, the September 24 recommendation of Cellebrite DI, NASDAQ, CLBT, can be found here, the January 21 recommendation of EQT, NYSE, EQT, calls can be found here, the Booz Allen Hamilton, NYSE, BAH, and Celsius Holdings, NASDAQ, CEL, recommendations were published as part of our trade series on December 4, which can be found here, the January 23 recommendation of Figma, NYSE, FIV, can be found here. We created a special report called the AI Halo that includes the research for LandBridge, NYSE, Pound, WaterBridge Infrastructure, NYSE, WBI, and Viper Energy, NASDAQ, Vanam, which can be found here. We created a special report detailing how the Invesco QQQ ETF, NASDAQ, QQQ, put option trade works, which can be found here. Next, we address a few questions from the mailbag. Please note that nothing we write should ever be considered individual investment advice, as we are not licensed to provide such guidance. This material is for educational purposes only, and we recommend consulting with a licensed financial advisor for individual investment advice. The first mailbag letter comes from a subscriber asking about how our software holdings would perform during a market correction. Would you mind saying again why you believe that software companies, we have 4 in our portfolio, will be a wise place to be should there be a meaningful pullback in the market? I know from previous comments that you think a pullback is likely to happen, due to economic pressures and the Iran war fiasco. Ross comment: the first thing to note is that, while I've been expecting a potential bear market for many months, I've been wrong, at least so far, in that expectation. One of the recurring themes I've experienced in my trading career is that no one can consistently predict the overall direction of the economy or financial markets. Yes, it's worth recognizing and paying attention to the risks in the market, which I believe remain high, but no one can tell you exactly when a correction will come, at least no one I've ever met. So the most important thing is to avoid trying to trade around such events. As the great Fidelity fund manager Peter Lynch once said, far more money has been lost by investors preparing for corrections, or trying to anticipate corrections, than has been lost in corrections themselves. The best strategy I've come up with is to simply maintain offsetting positions that can help soften the blow when the inevitable bear market does strike. That's why we maintain defensive positions like put options, while also consistently selling covered calls that provide a constant cash infusion into the portfolio. Outside of maintaining these defensive positions, another thing we have attempted to do in pursuit of limiting downside risk is to focus on more defensive, economically resilient business models that are trading at reasonable valuations. And that's where our software names come into play. Across all, now, 5 software holdings, these are generally resilient business models that have historically avoided major declines in revenue or earnings during economic contractions. These include businesses like Constellation Software, Cellebrite, Axon Enterprise, and Roper Technologies, all of which focus on mission-critical software that are among the last line items most businesses or government agencies will cut during economic downturns. Arguably the most vulnerable business to an economic downturn is Figma, which sells enterprise-facing software that will likely take a hit in the event of a general decline in employment. However, as we covered in today's update, this is a business that is rapidly growing and taking market share. It's also trading at a deeply depressed valuation, less than half of the buyout offer it received from Adobe in 2022, despite the fact that the business has more than doubled in size since then. During economic contractions, the reason why stock prices fall so hard is that they face a 1-2 punch of falling earnings and a contracting earnings multiple. In the case of our software businesses, the multiple contraction has already occurred on what we believe to be misplaced fears of AI disruption. Thus, with share prices down 50% or more across the board, even while earnings continue rising, a lot of the risk of multiple contraction has already been taken out of these stocks. And given that we don't believe the earnings streams for most of these businesses are at significant risk in an economic contraction, our view is that they should offer one of the more resilient sectors of the market in the event of an economic contraction. Next up is a question regarding the accounting for profit/loss on our Philip Morris International NYSE, PM, covered call position. When I look at the portfolio you produced today, it shows the PM shares are in profit by $3,904.32, with the stock trading at $191.86. In the next line, it shows the 175 call as minus $1,341.87. As we have to sell shares at the strike price of $175, how does it show us getting a profit of $3,904.32? Ross comment: the key to analyzing the profit/loss, P&L, of a covered call position is to view it as one combined position with two individual components. In order to determine the net P&L of the combined position, simply take the P&L of the underlying stock and net out the covered call. In the example noted above, that means taking the $3,904.32 profit from the underlying PM shares and subtracting the $1,341.87 loss on the covered call to get a net profit of $1,752.45 for the combined position. The last question is regarding how to start a new portfolio for those just joining the trading club. I'm a new partner and I'm looking forward to starting with the trading club. I'm wondering how you would recommend getting going. Should I buy all the core stock positions still in buy range, adding to any positions I have up to your recommended quantity, and wait for any new option recommendations since most of your positions expire 6/18? Also, I've sold covered calls and puts but haven't bought calls and puts. Is there a tutorial regarding this strategy? I've seen references like our put option would be automatically converted into a short sale of 100 shares. I'm unfamiliar with this and haven't shorted stocks, not sure I want to. Ross comment: while we cannot give individual investment advice, we can note that we do provide buy up to and sell down to price recommendations for every stock and option position in the current portfolio. The majority of our current holdings are within the recommended buy/sell range, albeit with some exceptions. So as a general recommendation for someone looking to get started, we suggest building a portfolio starting with the purchase of stock or option positions trading under the buy up to prices and selling options that are trading above the sell down to prices. As for buying options, We would recommend viewing the Trading Club playbook to learn the mechanics of how these trades work. One thing I would note is that we will never exercise a put option into the short sale of 100 shares in this service, given that we place all recommended trades in a cash account that does not allow for short selling. Thus, any put options we purchase will always be sold prior to expiration, in order to avoid exercising the position into a short sale. Conversely, in some cases we may elect to exercise call options into the purchase of the underlying stock, but we will only do this in cases where we have sufficient cash on hand to purchase the underlying shares, and we would walk subscribers through the mechanics of how this trade would work before recommending such a transaction. If you have any questions or feedback, the Trading Club forum is the best chance to get a quick response from our team. Alternatively, you can always email us at mailbag@porterandcompanyresearch.com. Good investing. Ross Hendricks, Porter & Company. Thank you for being a paid subscriber to Porter & Company. We hope you enjoyed this audio issue. In addition to this issue, you should check out our top 3 best buys, where we highlight 3 current portfolio picks that are at an attractive buy point today. You can find the top 3 best buys under the best buys link on our site at porterandcompanyresearch.com.